page that I gave from Kut Halachas last week. We started Ois Aleph and Sichas Haran, and I'm not going to be giving each Ois different pages and going into Ba'arichas. I just wanted to start off a little bit with more, and then we're going to try to cover for the next few months as many Sichas as possible, and to do as quickly and to try to really cover a significant part of the Sefer. But I wanted to begin. Reish Devar Ha'emes is the Oisius Adar, right? That's the Oisius Adar. And the Yad said of Moshe Rabbeinu is Moshe Emes, Vaseirosa Emes. And Rabbi Nachman begins, we saw last week, Rabbi Nachman begins with the Yesod of Ki Ani Yadati Godel Hashem V'Adonenu Mekol Elokim. That I know. The Rebbe Malch was saying that I know, and the Gedulas HaBoyrei, that greatness of what Hashem means to me, I can't explain to any other person. It's not something that I could explain, and even in my own life, from one day to the next, my relationship with the Kadosh Baruch Hu and what that means to me and what I'm going through together with HaKadosh Baruch Hu in my life, that's Ani Yadati, Davke Ani Yadati, it's Davke me. And I can't explain this to anybody else. And the fact that David Melch goes on afterwards, Reb Nachman explains that David Melch goes on afterwards to say, Kol HaShachof, it's Hashem also, Hashem, all the great things Hashem does in heaven and earth, all these fantastic things that we see in the world, all of that, so he says that's something else altogether. That's not part of the Ani Yadati. There is that universal greatness that all of us, any person that has eyes, opens his eyes and sees what Hashem does in the world. But what Hashem is to me, personally, that's impossible to talk about. That's Gavaya Me'al Gavaya, Rabbi Nachman says. That's higher than anything that there is, that there are any words to explain. And that's from each day, from one day to the next, it's an entirely different matter. So the pages that you have, I think three, yeah?
Yeah.
Three pages. It's not the entire halacha, but it's a significant part of halacha hey in Hilchos Kriyishma, Lakutei Halachos from Rabbi Nosson. That you know that every word that Rabbi Nachman said, Rabbi Nosson built big worlds from every word in Rabbi Nachman. And the whole Sefer Lakutei Halachos, which in this particular printing is 17 volumes, and although you have a few less volumes, in the order of Shulchan Aruch, are all based upon Torahs and Lakutei Moran and Sichas from Sichas Haran. So every now and then we're going to learn a little bit from Lakutei Halachos on one of the Sichas, on the Sicha that we're doing. But this is such a Yesod in Emunah that I wanted to start in the right way. So look inside where it says, Inyan Kriya Shema B'chol Yom Erev Ravayke. In this mitzvah of Kriya Shema, Rabbi Nosson shows the oimek, the depths of what Rabbi Nachman is saying, and how it's a way for us to understand the nature of the mitzvah of Kriya Shema that we're zochdi mekayim every day, twice a day. So, first he brings from the Sichas Haran that we learned so quickly. Api mashu shamati mipi Adonenu, which I heard from Rabbi Nachman's mouth, from Reina Rabbeinu Zechon Levracha, v'nifas mizeh, v'lekudim she'etzel ha'maisiyas, which we have in the Sichas Haran, shama shegdulas ha'bar yizbarach sh'meil adam ha'shalom b'liba, iyef shal esap l'chaveru. That feeling of Hashem's greatness that illuminates the heart of a person, it's not anything that he could explain to anybody else. Al-kein, omed ovan ha'melech ha'l-shalom, ki ani adati or la'ashem, ani adati dav, ki ichveis. Ich weiß, when Rabbi Nosson was there, when Rabbi Nachman said, he says, V'dochak ma'ay tevas, ich weiß. He said it very strongly, I know, ich weiß. Only I know. Ani adati, that's how David Melech said it. Ani adati, God l'asha. Ki yev shal esap l'ver klal. Filo ha'adam l'asmai, and even within oneself. En yochel esap em yoyim l'chaver. What was yesterday from today is a different parasha altogether. How it is from one day to the next, one can't explain, even to oneself. Certainly not in writing. We ended last week. That's only the person himself is Noida B'Sharm Ba'al. Only in the heart of each person, Kefuma de Mishar B'Libay, in that person's heart. So look how beautifully, this is just a classic of Nasan, how he builds the entire mitzvah of Krishna on this Yisayid that's found in three sentences, four sentences of Rabbi Nachman. All of Hilchas Krishna. And it's very straightforward, and this part of it is easy to understand. And he says, "Mze'ika b'chinas kriyishma." What Rabbi Nachman was saying is the ika b'chinas kriyishma. It's the essence of kriyishma. Shehu klal v'yisroid kol ha'torah kula shatoli be'emuna. All of Yiddishkeit, all of Torah, of course, is totally depends on emuna. And the Baruch Shem gave us this mitzvah of kriyishma. To be makabel upon ourselves, emunas Yisrael, our emuna. Shalom tzichin makabel alena emunasa akadosh b'chol yom v'yom. That we have to be makabel upon ourselves. This emuna akadosh, each and every day. Ve'ikar mitzvah b'chol yom v'lahachin atzmai lahashtadol b'chol koychai v'kavanasai shi'kabel atzmai emuna akadosh mechadash. So why do you have to say kriyishma? Every day, twice a day. He's going to explain why twice. But why do we have to say Krishna every day? Why isn't it enough to say it every now and then to be a mechazik, a person's emuna? So Rabbi Nosson explains, because Krishna that we say every day is the effort that we're making to be mekabel upon ourselves this the emuna of being a Jew, this emuna, as it applies to me, and as I feel it, and as I'm connecting to it on this particular day of my life. Not just that I was in Makabal or Machu Shemayim by my mitzvah or in Rosh Hashanah, but today. B'pchinas chadoshim la'bekarim rabba emunasecha, like it says in the pasuk, every day, every morning, rabba emunasecha. We say when we get up, ma'idan l'fanacha melcha shechazati nishmasi chemla rabba emunasecha. So of course it means on one level, it means that Hashem is so trustworthy, so faithful to us. You gave me back my neshama. But Chazal explained, Chadoshim la'bekarim rabba emunasecha means that emuna itself, every day is different. There are many, many faces to emuna. Rabba emunasecha, there are many ways in my life that I feel my emuna for Kadosh Baruch Hu, and that I experience that emuna, and the effect that the emuna has upon me. Rabba emunasecha. It's not something which stagnates. It's one, but rather it's constantly changing. Rabba emunasecha. K'may shadarshu Rabba sen zecharim levracha. And Chazal said this befeirish. Asher anoichim mitzavcha hayayim. You say that in Kriyishma. Asher anoichim mitzavcha hayayim. That I'm commanding you hayayim today. Today, Chazal say that b'chol yom you beinecha kechadasha, that each and every day it should be something which is completely new. Shlo yu beinecha kidyoikma yishona el kechadasha. It shouldn't be like some old document, like some old news, but rather it should be kechadasha, something brand new. Emuna is something that it's not a continuation of the past, although of course we have a Messiah and so on. But in each person's life, that's what Rabbi Nachman was saying, Rabbi Nosson is explaining, that in each person's life, that day, he has to mekabel upon himself again, Emuna, Kriyishma, O Malchus Shemayim, to try to relate to HaKadosh Baruch Hu with his koichas of that particular day of his life. And it's not the same as yesterday. Different things happen to him, and he's a day older. And there are other things that affect the person's emuna that particular day. But it shouldn't be like something which is old. But you see the Swarm talk about that Mordechai would go, Yom Yom, that Mordechai would go to the Beis HaNoshim to go find out what's doing with Esther, right? And that Indian of Yom Yom, of going to see what's with Esther, also the Swarm tell us that the Tzaddik every single day goes to see what's doing with the Nekuda HaNisteris, with that point inside of me that's called Esther, which is my Emunah. That which is hidden, which I can't explain to you, which I can't talk to you or anybody else about, that he went to see Yom Yom as Shloim Esther, to go see how's Esther doing. So we have a concerned uncle, according to the opinion that they were married, it's very, very nice. He's going to check up on Esther every day, how are things going with Esther. But in Pnimius, the daily visit of Mordechai by the Beis HaNoshim, to go there to see Mah Shloim, to be Dorish Shloim Esther, what's with Esther, the Tzaddikim say to each and every day of a person's life, he has to ask himself, what's going on with my Esther? What's going on with that part of me that no one sees? Nekuda HaNisteris of myself. What? Mah Shloim Esther. Es Shloim Esther. How's she doing? How's the Emunah? How's the Emunah? Where's my Emunah today? What am I thinking? What am I feeling today? Not like just an Alta Maisa. That you leave Esther over there and you walk away. You come once a year. So what's going on, Esther? How's it going over here? Every day, Shleim Esther, each and every day of a person's life, to try to understand that Nekuda HaNisteris that's hidden inside of me of Esther, that's called Esther. And the whole Indian of Amalek is to take that cheshek away, that a person should, that it should become, the emunah should be old, that it should be old. That's the whole Indian of Amalek, ashakarcha, cold and old, not to be dairis and shleim esther, not to be the vakish and to be shoyl each and every day, but just to leave it. To leave it. It's good enough that you're an Orthodox Jew, you're a believer. Your father believed, your mother believed, you believe, in fact, that's it, it's done. So you're an Orthodox person, you're a mammon. You don't have to, every day, nochamal kriyishma, again kriyishma, again and again kriyishma. But that's the end of being mevakes as shleim Esther, to being shoyl as shleim Esther, to go see, how's Esther doing every day? That's the avoid of kriyishma. Hashanoichim tzavcha hayayim, shouldn't be like an old thing. V'ikr mikr zeh nemer l'inyin kriyishma. Chazal learned in the Rishonim that the simple passages of the pasuk, Asher anochem etzavcha hayom, even though it's talking about all of Torah mitzvahs, that it should be like new today, but look, that pasuk is found in kriyishma. So the pasuk is talking about the mitzvah of kriyishma, as we learned when we were doing the chabur. That's the pasuk of that pasuk. It's talking about the mitzvah of kriyishma, Asher anochem etzavcha hayom, today. A person has to check. A person has to check, to investigate, to think about his emunah every day. And to be makabel upon himself emunah each day. Mechadish, again, new. Zeh b'chinas Shema Yisrael. And that's where we begin with these two words. This is a kavana that we could use every day to think about this. What he says here, Rebbe Nosson. That's what it means when we say the words Shema Yisrael. What does it mean, Shema Yisrael? Listen, hear Yisrael. What does it mean, Shema Yisrael? Shema Schilim Be'elash Te'tevas Emunas Ayichud. That this is how we express our belief in Hashem's oneness with those two words, Shema Yisrael. Instead of saying Hashem Akein Hashem Achad, we begin with Shema Yisrael. If the point is to be makabel the emunah in Hashem, it would be enough to say Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. So I'm done. That's the mitzvah of Yichud. That's the main thing. That I believe in the oneness of Hashem, whatever that means. But I believe in Hashem's book. So all I need to say is Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. Why do we say Shema Yisrael? Listen, Yidden, listen, Shema Yisrael. And the Mefarshim, when we learn the mitzvah of Kriya Shema Lechavu, we were talking also, who are you talking to when you say Shema Yisrael? What does that mean? And the Sfar Makadashim talk about, and the Mefarshim talk about Shema Yisrael. Who am I talking to? And if I'm by myself in the room, and I'm saying Shema Yisrael. Somebody has a meaning for Kriya Shema Lamita? I mean, what's that? Yeah, maybe in the dormitory or something. But, what does it mean? Shema Yisrael. So what do we say? Lomar Mikodim, Elushtei Tevish, Shema Yisrael. Ach Be'em is the Iker Shleimah Samuna. So Nelson explains that's the Iker Shleimah Samuna, those two words, Shema Yisrael. Listen, Yisrael. Right? Next page. Kikisha writes him, Lahidiyah Davachadosh V'nifla. Because when you have some unbelievable great news, something fantastic that you just heard, this before there was email, because then you would run to your BlackBerry and press a button and send it out to 12,000 people on your list or something. But what really does a person feel like doing, even if you have a machine, what you feel like doing is you want to share this unbelievable good news with somebody, with other Jews. Shmana means listen. I want you to hear what I have to. I have something I have to tell you. Shmana, listen. Shma, listen. There's something I want to tell you. Shmana, masha adabe. There's something I want to talk to you about. Vasapalacha. Of course, in the end, you can't even explain it. He said, "There's shmana. There's something I want to." Listen, I want to tell you something. I want to tell you, Chadashas Gedailus Nairais and Niflas, this unbelievable news, something new, unbelievable new thing. Asabel Chadashas Gedailus Nairais and Niflas. Everybody has a haggish like that when there's something, especially if it's something good. There's, I know, like, even like with Narishkeit, like if I, like sometimes, like if I have a like a late sonus, like a joke or a late sonus. There's an old friend of mine that lives in Eretz Yisrael. So I always think that I may have to tell this to Jolie, that's my friend. I have to tell Jolie this one. But now I'm telling him, like, I don't remember so much anymore. So because I don't speak to him every day, so like I would speak to him once every 2 weeks, and I would chaz over the last 30 late sonnets that I had. And he would tell me his 30 late sonnets. You know, we had like a half hour of happy laughing and all of the late sonnets. Because there's certain things that only the two of us, like with the lights on this, that we have already since we were 6 years old. So it doesn't help, like, to tell my wife or my friend this. Lights on this, the special lights on this. So like, I can't wait to tell them. So sometimes I'll tell my wife that the lights on this, and she'll, like, yeah. And she'll say, you may say that one for Joey. So you may remind me, I don't remember anymore. Lights on this, a good lights on this, like a heori, you know, lights on this. So, you have something good. And lahavdil from the leitzan is you have in learning something in Torah, something you thought of, you saw something, something a simcha. You want to say it to other people that you care for. You want. So that's shmanamad shadav esabel chadash. Meirois and iflo have something gevaldik to tell you, something new. You never heard this before. Zed bechinas elu hashtei teves shma yisrael. The Menasse said. That's the meaning of the two words, Shema Yisrael. Even though it's impossible to give over, but you feel like you have to tell somebody. To tell somebody, to scream out, even though there's no one in the room. To scream out like Halach Ma'ani, right? Kol Dichvin, listen to me, even though you're by yourself, you still say. Because you have this explosion inside that you want people to, you want to say to somebody. You know, there's a Rabbi Shalom in the world, you know, what he means to me, what I have. And then so then the other person says, yeah, no. He says, no, I can't explain. Shmana, asapalucha, but I can't explain it to you. But the need to say it is expressed in those two words, Shema Yisrael. And it's not once a year, or Bar Mitzvah, or Rosh Hashanah. It's Pamayim Echol Yayin. Pamayim Echol Yayin. So because there's Shtei Atev, Shema Yisrael, Shoyim Kodim, Ikra Yichud. That before you say the words Hashem Elokei Hashem Echad, you preface it with the two words Shema Yisrael. Shabazem Ma'irim is Lavavai. In doing so, you awaken your heart. Ulavav Kol Yisrael, and other Jews who are there. And each one screams it out. Shiyatu Oiznam, that they lean over to listen. V'yishmu Haytev, to listen carefully. Mashem Esapen Lahem. Nu, what do you have to say about the Roshlam? You have something new? You have a Psachidish, Namuna? Something new in your Avodas Hashem, something new, a new insight, a new feeling in your in Amunah. Chadosh Gedos Neflosh Bebchinis Mashadosh Obesen Zachon Levracha Al Teve Shema. And it's not just for other people. The Ikur is for yourself, because the Gemara Darshans and Brachas and the Halacha Al Teve Shema. Why is it with Shema? Is Hashmei La Oznecha Masha Tamaytzim Yepicha. When you say Shema, you have to hear it. You have to hear Shema that you're saying with your own lips. You have to be able to hear your own Shema. So what does that mean? Hainu, hat oznach of a libcha, listen yourself to what you're saying. Hashem elokeinu, Hashem echad. Hashmei la oznacha, masha temoitzim yipicha, you yourself, the one who's saying it. There's something gevaldig in your life that's new. Today, the Bein Shalom's with you. And all that could mean to you today. So, hat oznach of a libcha, shma heitev, masha temoitzim yipicha, shu Hashem elokeinu, Hashem echad. And what does that mean? Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. Not what it meant yesterday, but what it means now. To listen yourself to the words that you're saying. This is what it says in Svarim. The Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh and other tzaddikim said that if you read the Megillah L'Mafrei, you're not Yaitzi, right? If you don't read it, if you read it like it's, it doesn't mean L'Mafrei, so what it means is if you read it out of order. But the Baal Shem Tov said that if you read the Megillah Esther like it's an old story, like it's an alta maaseh that happened, Vayhi b'mei Achashverosh, it's the same Achashverosh from last year. The only thing that's different is the Shachmanis cost another $50 or something. But otherwise, it's the same Purim, the same Achashverosh, the same Haman, the same Moruch, the same Maaseh. Vayhi b'mei Achashverosh. I told you many times of Shalom Belzer, the Maaseh, I just think I told you recently, I don't remember. That the Chayzim of Lublin, when it came time for Lane Megillah, so the Chayzer, there was no set Balkari to read Megillah over there by the Chayzer. He used to look, and then he would point and say, "You, read the Megillah." And that person would have to get up in front of the Chayzer, thousands of people, to read the Megillah. So I guess everybody had to be ready or not show up. So there was a visitor in town. They didn't know is the future Belzer Rebbe, the Sar Shalom from Belz was Tzadik Yisod Olam, a Goyin Olam. Sar Shalom was a young man. And people didn't know who he was, and it was time for laying the Megillah, and the Chayzer is looking around the whole shul, the whole Sedrish, and he looks and he sees this visitor, and he says, "You read the Megillah." So Shalom Belzer read the Megillah very fast. He read the Megillah, and the whole time the Chayzer was going out of his kelim, crying and lift, and the Chayzer was like out of his kelim. And after the Belzer was finished, so everybody was in the spot what the Chayzer had this year with the Megillah. So they asked him, what was the delaying Megillah? It sounded to them like it was a fast one. You know. So the Chayzer said, "Look, I heard this story many times, but I never heard anybody tell it like that, like that young man tell. I never heard anybody say it that way. I never heard anybody tell this story that way. It was a different maaseh. I never heard anything like it." That's what it means. That's what it means. Kisvun l'dor is for generations, that each generation, bizmanehem, in its time, you may have Purim l'yavu m'teicha Yehudim, it should be again and again and again a naimas, a new story. She knew. Did he hear such a thing in the time of Hester upon him, such an inyan of Mordechai and Esther and Shushan Abihu, what happened? Not like it's an old story, but it's by Yom HaMahim B'Zman HaZeh. Not something it once was. You have to hear with your own mouth what you're saying. Hashem HaKeinu Hashem Echad.
Even though we're Jews, and our Amunah is already strong for many years.
We've been keeping the system, and we believe in Hashem for many years. Not only that, we received our emuna in Yerusha, and it's an inheritance from our parents and our grandparents' emuna. I mean, even if it skipped with some people a generation, like, you know, the last couple of years, the people that don't, not everybody was from, but the Yerusha certainly was a Yerusha from the beginning of emuna. It happened that because of whatever, because of the Golas, that this particular father or grandfather got a little fadlanjit. But it's a Yerusha that we have for thousands of years. It's not old. That was Haman's Lashon Hara. The Gemara says nobody spoke Lashon Hara like Haman. What was Lashon Hara? Yeshnai Am Echad. And what did Haman say? He said, Elakeim Yoshenhu, their God is old. Yeah, there's a famous thing with Yitzchak and Shaim. Haman didn't disagree with that. He said, it's true. All the stories are true. But it's already not the nicer. Yeshnai Am Echad. He is old, their God. And then, Yeshna also means Lashon of Shein of sleeping. Shein of Namitz is the Fashlufen. God is old and he's sleeping. The Jewish people are old. They don't have a new emunah. It's the old emunah. Everything's just from old stuff. It's all like reruns. Nothing new. There's nothing new. That's the Lashon Hara of Haman. Chazal say such a thing. That was his Lashon. Yeshna Yamecha. The Lekeim Yoshna. There's such a thing that their God is old. What does it mean that God is old? Well, Haman wasn't a fool. But God is old. He was saying that to Jews, he's old. Not that he's old. To them, to Jews, he's old. They don't care about it. They're not going to have any Hesiris and come to that. They're not going to look for Esther. They're not going to look for that Inyan of Amun in themselves. They're just relying on the fact that they were religious. They came to a religious home and their parents and grandparents are religious and they kept it and they have Amun. But there's nothing different. There's nothing new. That's the whole Lashon Hara of Haman. Yeshmai Amech. The God is old. The Yiddishkeit is old. You could meet a Jew that he's only 25 years old, but his Yiddishkeit is thousands of years old. And that, I'm not saying it as a compliment. I mean, that's also a nice thing that he has a Yiddishkeit that's thousands of years old, because that's the Yerusha. But in himself, there hasn't been one Chiddush in his Emunah. There's no Chadosh Lavakarim Rabba Emunah Sacha. It's the same Emunah that he had when he was 5, and when he was 15, and when he was 20, and when he was 30. It's the same Emunah. You ask him, what's your Emunah? God, we could ask, what's the Emunah? What is that? I mean, God's there. I believe in God, and he took us out of Egypt, and somehow, you know, the stock market's going to get better. At some point, we hope. You know, something like that. But as far as it being new, Shema Yisrael, something new. Kibbe Emes is Av Bichein Ein Zedah HaAdav Yoshen Chasam. It's not old. Kibbe Emes U'Bechol Yoyim V'Yoyim Chadash L'Gamrei. The truth is every day. Chadash L'Gamrei. Like Rabbi Nachum said, Mi Yoyim L'Yoyim, you can't even tell yourself what was yesterday. It's a different parasha today. One day is not the same as the other day. Bismanehem. Different days. Every day is different. That's why the Megillah's Nikkus is an unbelievable mitzvah. You have such a thing. That in Megillah, it's read different days. It doesn't mean that it has different days. Because the Ike Nekud of Amunah that we have in Golis is from Purim. And therefore it had to be Bismanehem. Every day is a Bechina of Purim. Every day. Not just this day. But of course, it can't be Purim every day. That's not possible. It should be in open Purim. So, but every day to take from that Amunah of Purim. Adaliyada. Adaliyada means until I don't understand at all. When I look back at yesterday, I don't understand at all that I consider myself to be a Ma'amin, how I was yesterday. Because today is totally different. I don't even see yesterday how that was a munah. Today is different. And you have, it's not unusual to hear things like this from, that the parents will tell a child, a son or a daughter, that look, we keep Yiddishkeit a certain way. And don't make any trouble. Like, don't start like with more things. This is how we've been doing it. I've heard things like this. This is how we've been doing it. Don't do it something. Don't. Or they have, like I've spoken about before, that, you know, to make a deal that I'm not going to get more religious. There are things like that too. I had already more than once that they were boys. I never saw this by a girl, but boys, that the fathers made them sign on a thing, like a contract. I don't know if they had it, what's it called?
Notarized.
Notarized, yeah. But they signed, they made their son, a boy showed me, had a paper, that his father wrote up a whole thing, that he's not going to put on a hat, and he's not going to want to stay an extra year in yeshiva, and they just, like all these things. And he had to sign on a paper that he was masking for that. An old document. That was that you should keep an old document. And now the boy says, I don't know what to do. I mean, I made an agreement at the time that I signed it. It was a joke to me. I'm not interested in all these, you know. But now I want to go back to yeshiva and have you, like, it's nechtem betabaz hamelach, you know, that ain't lahashiv, you know. You're not allowed to change it. It's the melach has it. It's finished. It can't be changed. So what do you say to such a parent? No. The Yiddishkeit is not what it means, Yiddishkeit. You understand that the fact that you were making, that when you were first married you made $19,000 a year, that wasn't meshabed you to making $19,000 the rest of your life. Your wife could tell you, I'm not taking a penny more. We agreed upon $19,000. You're coming home now with $1 million. I'm not accepting it because we have an agreement of $19,000. The Torah says, how was then and how it's now. You understand with everything in life that there are changes. People have different feelings, miyayim liyayim. The person's a different person, miyayim liyayim. The whole concept of making somebody sign on a paper that he takes upon himself to not to change is the most ludicrous thing in the world. Try that with a 9-year-old. I want you to sign on this paper that you're not gonna mature. Sign on the paper here that you're not gonna grow up. Sign on the paper, you're not going to grow up. But when it comes to Yiddishkeit, a person could have such a... I'm sure there are very, very few people have, but on different levels that there's a thing like that that goes around in certain chevra. That's what it means, emuna. So his tain is that this is, I want you to be like me. I want you to be like me. But I'm not you. I have different thoughts about Hashem. I have different emuna than you have. No, because that father's amun is not anything that he's worked on. It's not an inyan of Shema Yisrael. It's an altamais. It's Elokeim Yoshnu. It's an old God, and it's an old Shema, and it's an old Tefillin. It's not this. That's why anything that he could get away with, and somehow someone will tell him that the people will say that it's mutti, he'll be happy to get away with it. Adrab, he's not looking for anything new, and it's not a new chumra, a new kula. He's open to. But any new chumra, he's not open to any new chumra. To tell me something, and they make fun. These same chaver, they make fun of this. So, oh, here they come with something. You can tell me, I can't eat this broccoli, this sprout. Oh, yeah, who made this up? Some guy in Lakewood. And while he's munching on his broccoli, you know, And then you could show him under. You could show him that there are like 20 million bugs in his broccoli. He says, oh, come on, hey, broccoli. So, but that, it's you don't believe in the Torah that says, you know, I don't see any bugs. You see any bugs? I don't see any bugs there. Just, why don't you look? You see there bugs? No, there's no bugs there. There's no bugs there. It's a new chumrah. It's no chumrah. They got that from Lakewood or from Borough Park somewhere or from Bnei Brak. They make people crazy. They'll make me crazy. These are not strange Lashonis on the street. These are Lashonis that I grew up hearing like across, in shul, like across the aisle. Like these kind of things like these. He used to go across, you know. Yeah, mishigas. Just because something was okay 2 years ago, so now it's okay. Guy tells me, listen, guy tells me, had a nice, this is somebody, that the wife wanted to start wearing a dress. She's wearing pants all the years, and she wanted to wear a dress. The girl, her daughter became from, And she wants to. She wants the mother wants to address this. And her husband says, "This is nothing doing. That's not what we got married. You always wore pants." So what does that mean? So she says, "I don't want to anymore. I changed my way of thinking. I want to wear a skirt because I feel that it's the right thing." You can't do that, he says. I'm talking about real life stories. You can't do that. That's how we always went. Always went in pants. So what's she supposed to say? you're more consistent because you were shaita when I married you, and you're still the shaita when you're supposed to say. That's consistent. Other than that, things change in life. Things change in life. She says, I want to cover my hair. I cover. When? Since when? What? Where? Who? What? So she's saying, I have new emunah today. My new emunah is telling me today that's the Ratzon Hashem Yishbarach that a married woman covers here. That's my new emunah today. I'm not saying that women are better if they don't. I'm not putting anybody down. I'm not trying to make a statement. But my emunah today is talking to me in this way, that the Baruch Hashem is telling me that it's time for you to put a thing on your head. So I feel that. He says, you never did that. I can't allow that in our lives, that kind of a change on that. It can't be, and so on and so forth. So it's an old Shema. The whole Yiddishkeit is an ultimate. That's what Haman was saying. They don't have. It's not Chadosh and Labakarim. It's not Ani Adati Kigodl Hashem. Ani Adati today. It's just what you do. It's also a schus that a person keeps. Any mitzvahs these days, of course, it's a big limit schus. Anything that a Jew keeps is choshe. But this problem is a problem of the emunah. And the whole Indian of Shema is to hear the words that you're saying. Shema Yisrael, listen to yourself, listen. Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. See, we came as Chol Yom V'Yom Chodesh L'Gamrei. Every day it's Mamish Nu. Chol Yom V'Yom Chodesh L'Gamrei. Every Anisecha V'Aniflesecha Shebechol Yom Imanu. Every day Shebechol Yom Imanu. Ke'ein Yom Dorm El Chaver, because there are no 2 days that are the same. You can't even explain to yourself from one day to the next why is it that you have this different way of thinking and feeling. Because Hashem's greatness is endless. There's no end. You can never finish the program. Father can't say that this is where we go. In our family, we go up to this point. Shabbos and Tillim, that's fine. You know, learning Torah for another year, that's not in our family. You can't say there's no program. There's no program. There's no set thing that is like this. Because Hashem's greatness is without any end. It's infinite. And since Hashem's work is infinite, so every day, since the beginning of time, every Jew is something different. It could constantly grow, it could constantly change. It's not locked in. Each person, what he in his own heart feels and measures. He has to himself listen. Shema Yisrael. Listen to his own heart. Listen to what his heart's saying. Listen to that news. The news of Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad that his heart's telling him today. It's different than what he heard yesterday. Should be like old news. And my had a rabbi in high school that every now and then he used to say to one of us to bring him a newspaper. He didn't care. It was like 2 weeks old. He just said a newspaper. But he wasn't up to date. Like. So if there would have been like a nuclear war, God forbid, it would have been La'acha Maisa. Because it was always, so they used to keep because in the school they had like the New York Times to read different things. And he used to want to see sometimes a headline. And he used to say to one of the Bachim, go bring me a newspaper. And he just took anything that was there. It was from last week or something. Make a difference. It was this and that. And it was a little bit to see what's going on in the world. That was all. That's Yiddishkeit. That's not Yiddishkeit. You could do that with the politics. You could read about it like that, or history, something like that. But it's not an old newspaper. And that's the meaning of the pasuk that we say every day in Ashrei, to go and to tell human beings, to go talk to people about his greatness. What does it mean? Again, tell the news. Share the news with other people. Talk, try, but you can't get to the bottom of it. It's true. Rabbi Nachman said you can't. But to be ma'ir other people. Every day. L'idil l'vnei ha'odom grois. L'chol yom, l'chol eis, g'vorois of Hashem's greatness. L'kovet v'hadar m'chusay. The glory of His kingdom. K'may she'kosev ov l'bonim yediyah l'mitecha. That a father tells his children, tells them the truth of Hashem, that tells him, wants to tell them that they should hear from him. Yediyah daika. Davka yediyah, to go and to tell. Shema Yisrael, listen. Shema Yisrael. There's a yid that I meet, anytime I meet him, he like grabs me. He's strong. He grabs me. He has a vart that he wants to tell me. Like he has a vart, and he's like violent. He grabs me. He says, and he pulls you right next to me, you know, and he tells you this. He's with a vart. It's a certain type of a yid. It's got like a thing. It's exciting. It's this. You hear this? You hear this? You hear this? So, Lahidil Tyra, it says Tyra like that. Like it's something news that just came in. You have people, all kinds of things, they go and they want to tell something. This is what is the news in this person's life, was the news that he heard something from the Gra, heard something from Chassam Sofer, an idea, whatever, to go. Kineflois Hamuna Mischadeshes B'chal Yoyim Kanal, the Nefloyes of Hamuna. That's mischadish every day. V'zeh b'chinas mashakovu b'yachas ha-ma'oiris b'kriyashma. Everything is so beautiful. So Nelson says, now we understand why before Shema, we make brachas on the sun and the moon and everything. Right? Yoytzer v'reichoshachem. Yoytzer ha-ma'oiris that Hashem created the sun and the moon. What's that to do with kriyashma? I guess I'll peep shot. It's one of the nice things in the world, and it helps us believe that there's a God, that you could have such a thing like the sun and the moon. But it's more than that. That's what we say over there. That Hashem, each and every day, is mechadish. Every day it's a new sun. Every day it's a new eye. The people look at it, it's the same sun. It's the same moon. But we say that all that we daven over there is mechadish. Yoytzer or v'yrei choshech. He creates light and darkness. And we say in the present tense, Yoytzer Hama'ayrois, He's creating, He created for us today these lights, these the sun and the moon. Every day, B'chol Yoyim Tov Mai Sebereishis. And from that we come to Kriyishma, Shema Yisrael, listen, today, Ashanach Mitzavcha Hayoyim, Shebaboyker Hachama Zerachas, then in the morning the sun rises. Ube'erev shakas, and in the night it sets. The goylul orb nechoshev choshev neor, we say by marv, that Hashem takes the darkness away, brings in the light, takes the light away, brings in the darkness. Hakol b'shvilos galus emunim mechadosh. Chol yom. Why does the Baruch Shem do that? He could have made it a different way. Why is it like that? Sunrise, sunset, like in the old song. Why is it like that? Up and down, sunrise, sun, dark, light, dark. That the Baruch Shem made the world in such a way. So I can think of any reasons that it'd be light all the time, it'd be hard on the eyes, whatever. But why did the Bereshit make it such a way? Because every day the Bereshit want to make it, it should be his chadshus. Something that it was dark and something again, not again, but new, a different day. HaKol B'Shil's Galus HaMun, it's all because of our moon. The Bereshit does that in the universe. The scientists don't know that. We know that. The reason the Baruch Shalom made the world in such a way is for Amunah to be Chadoshim Labakarim. Every morning there's a new sun, there's a new sunrise, a new Amunah, a new Inyan of Shema Yisrael. I'm sure some people think that by Megillas Esther, after you read it at night, so have to do it again the next day. And especially if you're from the, you know, if you're like a neurotic type about every, you know, you get very scared about every word. That it's tension at night, that there might be somebody, you know, that a baby that screams, and then you're not sure if you heard that word or something. So why is it if you have to read it at night and then it's Shemuel Chazal Kreisa that to read it again the next day? Hey, read the Megillah at night, or read it in the day. You have to read it at night and a day. Because it's a different mice. It's a different ma'isa. Golu la mechesh achashin la yor. Chadashin la bekarm. What was last night's Megillah is not the same thing as today. This is Gemara learns that from Pesukim. It's a different ma'isa. So the Megillah says this to say, Vahiv mechashveish. And a person sometimes has a machshava like that. Okay, it's a nice story. It's a busy day. It's a long day. We had Megillah last night. Could we just move ahead with this? We already know the story. It's a nice story. We know that it had a good ending. Last night we said at the end, La'yudim ha'yisra'er, and Shoshana Yaakov Tzalav Esameich. We're still happy from last night. It's not going to make us any happier today. It's the same ending. Same story. That's not the way it's supposed to be. Just like it's not the same sunrise, it's not the same sunset. It's not. It looks the same, but it's not. Therefore, the Baruch Hu wants to say Krishna every day, in the morning and the night. Girl, and the sun and night and the moon. In order to accept the Emunah again, nu, chal yom, each day, kfi oisayom, according to what that day is, each day. It's a different day. Ki ikke chiddush ma'ase bereishis b'chal yom, because the ikke chiddush of ma'ase bereishis, that Hashem did it in such a way that He's constantly, each day, creating the world again, that Hashem made it in such a way, b'chal yom, hurak b'shil zeh, is for this, and only for this. It's only for this. It's not to be to save electricity, and it's easier for the air conditioner, whatever. It's for this. B'shil zeh. Kedei legalis elakusai b'chal yom, to be megala is elakus himself, each day, to each person, in a new way, in a different way. Echadish, brand new. Ad yekirois ha'kol yosh v'seivel, till finally the whole world will catch on. For this person, that day is easier. It's an opening. For other person, a different day. Zebuchinus, and this is why, he's dialed. This is why, she yeshtemes v'tevas b'parash shema u'baruch shem. That's why you have, that in Shema Yisrael Hashem Akeinu Hashem Echad, that you have the 12 letters, their words, the Parsha Shema, Keneged Shneimasa Shvatim. So by Shema Yisrael Baruch Hashem, so they correspond to the 12 Shvatim, Kamuva B'Simin Lamed Vav. They correspond to the 12 Shvatim. So what do the 12 Shvatim have to do with this? V'chein Hem Keneged Shneimasa Chadashim, and also corresponds to the 12 months of the year. Ushtem esrei sha'is ha'yayim, the 12 hours of the day. Keneged shneim osa tzufi havaya, and the way that the name of Hashem Yukei Vavke could have 12 different spellings. Why? Ki kol ha'shneim osa chadoshim, because the 12 months. Ushtem esrei sha'is ha'yayim, the 12 hours of the day. Time, how we measure time. Shem klal hazman, which is time. Different kinds of Jews, which are all included in the 12 Shvatim, means every kind of Jew. Every type of Jew in the world is in the 12 Shvatim. Every hour of the day, every minute, in the Shem Yudkei Vavkei, all the different Sirufim of the Yudkei Vavkei. Means what? Shem Klal Kol B'nei Yisrael, the 12 Shvatim. Kulam Kulam Kriyishma. Everybody is in Kriyishma. Every minute and every Jew is in Kriyishma. Every Jew has a Sherish in the 12 Shvatim. In the 49 letters, when you count all the letters of the names of the Shvatim, there are 49 letters. That come out if you add the letters, not the words, but the letters of the two Pesukim, there are 49 letters. That equals the letters and the names of the Shvatim. Because every Jew has a Shurish and a different Shevet, he's a different Yid, and every hour of the day, and the 12 hours of day, 12 hours of night. Kamuva b'simen hanal. Kfiach is also b'gedusha al yonim b'shneim osa shiftei ka, depending upon your connection in kedusha to the shvat and to that shevet who you are. Kainis nitzis lo lakusis baruch abliva. So does Hashem's baruch appear to you in your heart, according to the shorish of who you are, even though we don't know the shevet that shevet. But as in your heart, that's how it comes out in who you are. Each one of us according to the shevet. And all the hours, the days and the hours, Shekulim b'shneim asach hadashim, that included in the 12 months, b'shneim asay shayis hayayim, the 12 hours of the day, kulam klulam ve'elo ha'shnei psukim shema baruch shem. They're all included in those two psukim, shema yisrael shem ha'kenim ha'shem echad, and baruch shem k'vam chusel le'elo ha'elo. V'kol echad k'fi achizasa b'shneim asay shiftei ka, k'fi oisa hayayim, who you are and what you're going through that day. Every day is different. And according to that day, tzarech l'kabel lov emunasa, you have to try to connect to emuna on that day. The yichudo and Hashem's oneness, b'chol yayim, v'yayim mechadish. Each and every day, mechadish. No. Ki ein adam doim l'chaveir. One Jew is not the same as another Jew. Everybody is different. He has a different shayrish, na'isis, in the shvatim, which person in that shayvit. Every person is different. So I can't tell you. You're different than me. I can't tell you. Aniyadati. And as far as even myself, from yesterday to today, I can't even tell myself. It's two different ways. What was yesterday was today. Therefore, the Torah tells us, Chazal tells us, every day these words should be mamishnu to you. Every day the munah. The Munah should be something which is completely new. Okay, Bez Hashem, next Monday night. Yeah, it's poor. So the following Bez Hashem, the following Monday night. Imagine it's going to be almost Pesach. Almost. So the following Monday night, Mitzvah will finish this.